This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What is Dr. Alex off of Love Island doing on Instagram? Our listener Will has a very long story about a Polish lady called Paulina. Please stick with it. Why can't we hear the burp in George Ezra's Shotgun? And a lot of you know about them already, but we introduce the daytime Radio 1 audience to the phenomenon of Brockhampton.
Scott Mills.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night. I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
BBC Radio 1.
That's Clean Bandit and Julia Michaels, I Miss You on BBC Radio 1. Can someone check on Dr. Alex from Love Island? Is he okay?
Why?
What's this noise he keeps doing?
Oh, what? Ahoy, ahoy?
Ahoy, ahoy.
What's he doing? Also, his chat is so dry on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great day for a meeting at Shoreditch House.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Stunning day today, guys.
Ahoy, ahoy.
What's he doing?
I don't know if he's doing it seriously as well, or if he realises what he's doing. I saw him on Instagram saying, just out for a beerio.
Ahoy, ahoy.
He needs a tooth whitening deal immediately.
Scott Mills.
Drake and In My Feelings on BBC Radio 1. Some people are saying that Dr. Alex off of Love Island is, has got the ahoy hoy from two car vloggers that he follows. So maybe he got it from them. Or, you know, maybe he's trying to copy them and it's not going so well.
All right, so he's robbing the ahoy hoy.
We don't know that, but that's what a couple of people are saying.
What an absolutely stunning day. Ahoy.
What an absolute salad. Ahoy. Look, he seems like a nice guy, right? But actually, I met someone who works here the other day who's actually dated him before he was on the show.
Right.
Never once did he say, ahoy, 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 because I checked. So obviously just doing it on purpose to try and make it a thing.
What an absolutely stunning day. Ahoy.
I enjoy it that they change slightly every time as well.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Okay, good.
I like it when he does it in a way where it sounds like he can't control his emotions. So it's a bit like,
What an absolutely stunning day.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kish in London, who says, that was well clever. The Dr. Alex transition was amazing and went perfect over the start of On My Mind. I hope Elia Golding's listening. A Dr. Alex remix could be happening soon.
True.
I doubt she'll approve that, but yeah, that was On My Mind. So, are you ready for a Reading?
Me personally, yeah, I'm ready. You need to kind of bring me up to speed with what's been going on with the choir. I believe you had them on yesterday.
Yeah, we had the head of the choir on yesterday that we are on with, on stage with Deaf of Anna on Saturday night. So apologies if you are a fan of Deaf of Anna, because the second song in, which is Sinner, which we had as tune of the week, will be accompanied by us. Now, I've been told that we're just in the chorus. The 16 other singers, so hopefully we'll be quite low in the mix.
Yeah, ideal.
And also, for some reason, we're wearing like gospel gowns, but the rest of them are just wearing Deaf of Anna t-shirts.
Fine, whatever.
So we'll definitely stand
Scott
out.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you remember we spoke to a guy the other day who had moved to a brand new area and literally didn't know anybody? So he made friends with the staff in his local pizza place because he was there all the time.
Would you do a different pizza on every time that you went? Like, I don't know, Tuesday,
no.
Like a margarita on Wednesday? No, always the same?
Absolutely, exactly the same order every time. So much so that when they saw my car pulling into the car park, they would have it in the oven before I got out of the car.
Right, there he is. Get it in the oven, lads.
This is great.
Now we've got someone on the phone who heard this and has been in a similar situation, I think. Hello, Will.
Hi there.
Where are you?
Hi, Scott. Hi, I'm in Jersey, Channel Islands.
I love Jersey.
when I was ill yesterday, I found myself looking at Jersey for a few reasons, right? So I found this toilet that is the southernmost point of the UK.
You were bored.
Right, and it's on these islands, which are even more southern than Jersey, called the, I think they're called like the Maniki Islands.
It's pronounced the Minkies.
The Minkies, that's it. But what's
what?
Yeah. Right, and the building at the bottom of these Minky Islands, the most southern building, is a toilet, Scott. And when I found this out, I loved it. But what's mad about these Minky Islands is I looked on a map, they're pretty much in France from what I can see.
Hang on, so how come I've never heard of this?
The Minky Islands.
Never heard of them.
So I don't know if people can listen from the Minky Islands
right
now.
Are we on in the Minkies right now?
I'd love it.
I think you struggled to find any signal there. It's not a place that they carry signal.
Is it part of the UK?
I think so.
It's like part of the British Isles, I think it is. I'm never sure how you meant to qualify.
Well, if it's British Isles based, we're on.
But what's amazing is, and I would love this more than anything, is if in the southernmost building, which is on the Minky Islands and is a toilet, if Radio 1 is playing in that toilet right now, I'll be buzzing.
Right, okay.
Because honestly, when I was ill yesterday, you know how you sort of, you're on your phone a bit and you're just looking at things.
Yeah, liking people's tweets.
Ending up on these Minky Islands, it's fascinating.
It's funny that you mentioned the Minky Islands. I actually got quite a funny story about that.
Okay.
I was on a night out on the Friday after work, and basically we do like a chili shot for the loser at the end of in our group league table.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately came bottom, so I did this chili shot on the Friday night, and not knowingly I had a work trip to the Minkies in the morning.
Oh no, and the chili shot paid havoc. So did you use the toilet on the Minky Islands?
Well, yeah. So I was hung over on the boat, and we landed. I really needed the toilet. And the only places to go is that toilet.
Yeah, I really want to use it, mate. I really want to use the toilet on the Minky Islands.
This is mad, right?
The thing is though that there's an actual toilet, but there's no flushing system. So I went in there, and you have to use a bucket.
There's a sign on the toilet on the Minky Islands saying that you've got to be careful because it is the only toilet on the Minkies.
When I went to the toilet, someone miscourteously didn't refill the water, so I had to go all the way down to the pier to fill up the water before I used the toilet. And all the French people, there was like French people on the island, and they were thanking me for my efforts just for refilling the water in the toilet.
Okay. I need to play a song. Wait there. We'll get to the actual story that you got in touch about in a minute. BBC. I like that, live, and I like me better on BBC Radio 1. Matty says he's lying. The Minkies are just rock formations. There's no buildings or population. Yeah, but there is a toilet.
There's a toilet on there.
And that's good enough for us. We could do a show from the Minkies.
Oh, I would love that. I just really want to use the toilet.
Yeah. The Vamps coming up, and Ariana Grande, Will from the Channel Islands, is with us. Hey, Will.
Hi there.
A lengthy chat about the Minkies just before that track. I don't know whether your story that you actually got in touch about is gonna beat that now.
No, well, hopefully we'll see.
So tell us your story about how you made new friends, like the pizza guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, all right. So I just started renting a couple of years ago in town. And where I was renting, there was a local shop. And obviously it became apparent that I was using the shop every day, and you obviously get to know the staff members in there,
right?
And there was a quite good looking girl called Paulina from Poland, and we were like having conversations each day, talking about what was in my basket.
But you made friends with Polish Paulina.
So we were getting on really well, and obviously I quite fancied her,
right?
And I thought, how can I sort of try and impress her after all this sort of general chat that we were having,
Can I ask what the basic chat was generally?
Well, you said the straight.
Well, it would just be like, hey, how's your day? Weather's nice outside, or, I'm buying a steak because it's on reduced tonight. Going to make, steak and chips with some, onions or something.
Is this a flirty chat? Is this like, is this you attempting sort of sexy chat? This is what I can't work out.
No,
or is this just straight up?
It's not like sexy chat. It's not like detective chat. It's just, you know, general chat, so I was trying to be, you know, show I'm a nice guy sort of thing.
But you liked Polish Paulina.
And
yeah, so
And you were thinking,
go straight in my basket.
Well, it sounds to me that you were doing this.
I thought there's only one way to impress her, and I thought I used to do like you know, card tricks on a night out to try and impress ladies. So I thought I'll give it a go with her in the shop when not many people were around. So I went in there.
Okay, so set the scene for me. You're in the shop. There's Polish Paulina.
Yeah, so she's at the counter. I went over. You know, I think I bought like, you know, a lemonade or something like that, and said, "Oh yeah, do you want to see this this card trick?" So yeah, she's like, "Yeah, sure. Why, you know, why not?" And so I asked her to, you know, sort of pick a card. You know, showed her the card. Well, obviously I didn't see it, and you know, shuffled them and stuff, and it was quite like a long-winded trick if you're a magician.
And a bit like this chat.
So anyway, people started coming in because it took so long, so I had to just quickly scramble the trick and say, "Oh, is that your card?" And she said yes, ended up just doing the card, and then I sort of walked straight back out again.
Okay,
yeah. So what was the end result?
Well, the end result, I ended up getting her number, and we ended up going on a night out with her, one of her mates from the shop, and one of my friends.
Going straight in my basket.
It got pretty awkward because, we kind of just went to the club or went on a club night out, and we didn't really obviously know each other that well. So,
well, no, you've had 30 seconds chat about like what's in your basket in the shop.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously clubs are really loud music, so it's hard to really chat to a girl in there. So.
Yeah, also magicians are appalling dancers.
Yeah, we are.
So after all that, you got to the club with Polish Paulina and no chat?
No, well, we tried to chat for a bit, but it's just it wasn't really like going anywhere, there wasn't any flow, so...
Right, this is going on, but I'm really interested, and we'll get the conclusion of this story next, OK?
OK. Scott Mills.
So they are co-headlining Reading and Leeds this weekend with Kendrick Lamar, amongst other people. Brendan Urie told me on the chart show a couple of weeks ago that he's going to he can't trust himself with Kendrick Lamar, he's going to really fanboy over him this weekend. That was High Hopes on BBC Radio 1. Tomorrow, I'll have the official chart for you. Find out if George Ezra is still number one, the most popular songs in the UK. And Jess Glynn will be on with me tomorrow from 4. Yeah, he goes on a bit, but I know you're all on the edge of your seat for the conclusion of the Polish Paulina story. Will is still with us. Hey, Will.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
All good. So, Will had a shop that was near him, a grocery store, and in there was the beautiful...
Polish Paulina, no. Polish Paulina, no.
Yes.
Polish Paulina, no. Polish Paulina.
Anyway, so...
that was the best.
I know. So, Will, you went on a date with Polish Paulina. There was no chat because all you talked about before was your groceries.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened next?
So obviously after 6 months, we moved out, and I moved somewhere a bit further out into this new place, hoping that I wouldn't bump into her, and then go to the local shop again. And who was there? It was Polish Paulina.
Polish Paulina. No. Yes. Polish Paulina.
No. She's in another shop.
Polish Paulina. No. Polish Paulina.
Can't believe she was there.
I know. I think she got a transfer or must have moved up there.
What are the chances?
Like, it's fate.
Right. So what was the chat then?
It was a bit awkward when we said hi to each other. And I thought I better not get out another magic trick just in case things go to pot.
Right. And was that the end of the Polish Paulina incident?
Yeah, pretty much. We both gone our separate ways now. So, yeah.
And you found another shop, okay? Yeah.
Yeah. Local shop now. Fine. No
She's
Polish Paulina anymore.
She's
no,
not there, no,
unfortunately not.
Clearly,
no.
In your brain though, would it help you if you just join in with us for one last time?
Okay.
Ready?
Again.
Polish Paulina.
Polish Paulina.
Oh, he's a bit behind.
Yes.
Polish Paulina.
Yes.
Oh, hold on, what?
Yeah. No.
Polish Paulina.
Paulina.
Yes, he's quite behind.
Polish
Paulina. Sorry, just can't then.
Yeah. All right, well, hello. Good to speak to you, and
yeah,
what a
cheers.
Great story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love
cheers,
you, bye.
Guys. I love you, sorry.
Oh, thank
love
you.
You.
We love you.
Cheers. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. It's the most popular song in the UK right now. Let's face it, we've all heard it hundreds of times. Is it just me that heard, like, people having a chat in the background there for the very first time?
Of
the song?
George Ezra?
It's been, like, people muttering. And they're like...
You're going mad.
Can anyone else hear that? Or am I actual going mad?
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
No matter where I go, you know I love them all.
That's Kent Jones. Okay, I don't think I am going mad. Some people say they can hear chatting, just like murmur chat in the background towards the end of the song. Portia says, yes, totally hear it, but only for the first time just now. Did we play just a different version then?
I don't know. Maybe it's a... Or maybe it was just us talking.
It wasn't. She says, at one point it sounded like someone went, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
That maybe was us.
I need to ask George about this.
Is that we're being hacked?
Right. I mean, that's the worry. Casey's like, yes, but I've only noticed it now that you pointed it out. That's weird.
Hmm.
Someone says, I've noticed it for ages. This is Jamie, but just thought I was listening to a dodgy version of the song. Why would we play a dodgy version on Radio 1? So it's Reading Festival on Radio 1, live from the site from tomorrow morning. Reading and Leeds is this weekend. Hey, Chris, obviously we're introducing Deaf of Anna on stage on Saturday night on the Radio 1 stage, and then performing Sinner with them in gospel gowns. We're part of the choir. And then on Sunday, we'll be bringing you everything from Reading between 12 and 2. So join us on Sunday afternoon.
I'm really hoping if you are a fan of Deaf Havana and you are going to see them that you don't mind us joining in. Because yeah. You know what it's like when you've waited ages to go see your favourite band.
I know, and I just don't want the crowd to turn, you know?
Oh, please don't turn. Like, encouragement would be good.
Yeah, please encourage.
Pints of praise.
It's literally one song. It's 3 minutes, okay? Right, also while we're there, me and you need to take some time out of our busy schedule to go and see this band. They're from Reading, which is well handy for them because they're playing the BBC Introducing stage at Reading this year.
Cool.
So just down the road from them. But they're also doing Leeds. Not as convenient.
It's walkable for them. Love that.
Not Leeds.
Not Leeds, though.
Scott Mills.
This is what we're going to sound like
yeah, man.
At Reading.
Harmonise.
That is what you can expect on the Radio 1 stage at Reading this weekend if you're going to see Deaf Havana. It's quite late, Chris, about 9:45. Easy on the beers, yeah?
Yeah, Scott, we're getting so many messages from people saying about the George Ezra song.
Right, so, yeah, Shotgun. For the first time today, bearing in mind I've heard that song and played it millions of times, I noticed some quiet talking in the background towards the end of the song. It's like...
I genuinely can't hear that, by the way.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. How are you? Where is the train station? That kind of thing. And then that has prompted, since we mentioned it, literally everyone listening to get in touch with a thing that's been going around on the internet for a few weeks now about the George Ezra burp in Shotgun.
Everyone says they can hear this. I can't.
59 seconds in, apparently. And, I mean, it's literally every single message that we're getting right now is about that burp. Did you know there's a burp at 59 seconds? Right, let's play it again.
Is it obvious? Have you heard it?
I can't hear it. Right, let's play it.
South of the equator.
I'm not hearing.
Is this one of those, like, do you remember the Yanni and Laurel situation where some people could hear Yanni and some people could hear Laurel?
Or the dress.
Or the dress, yeah.
Yeah, but some people, what was that, blue or gold or something?
Because honestly, it's not just one or two people, it's like hundreds of messages
like
about this
so
burp.
Many.
I can't hear it again.
South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road.
What were you getting then?
South of the equator.
But everyone's saying it's before that bit.
59 seconds.
South of the equate to navigator. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
Sorry, guys.
Hey!
This is
BBC Radio 1.
I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I wasn't all.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills, Crystal Clear Neutron Dance. I feel that we need to, on this show, moving forward, take a leaf out of this morning's book.
This morning?
Yeah, some of the subjects they're covering at the moment, I'm like, oh, we should have done that. And it's annoying me a little bit. Today's topic, one of the main topics on this morning was, is it okay to wee in the shower? Now, we've had this on air before, obviously we've done it before then. But you think it's perfectly fine, and I think it's gross.
I don't think it's really much of a talking point. I think I don't just think it's one or the other. I think everyone does it.
Well, breaking news, Dr. Ranch says it's absolutely fine.
What? Like that but medically, why would it not be?
I think it's just a bit dirty. But Dr. Ranch says it's completely clean, and it's all going to flush away anyway, so you're good. So there we are. So, I mean, it took them about 45 minutes to get to that conclusion.
I just think Eamon's better than that. Then you know, are we weeing in the shower sort of thing, if that's what he's faced with on this morning?
Well, yeah, but they have some great guests on there as well, don't they? The kind of guests that you get in those magazines, like, that's life.
Yeah, I like it when you watch that show and you can see that Eamon is thinking something very different to what he's saying.
Yeah. I particularly like that magazine, That's Life, at the moment, because the headlines are like, my husband sawed my feet off. That's life. No, that's not life.
It's all like...
definitely not life.
You know, I'm having it off with my washing machine, yeah, sort of thing.
That's life.
Scott Mills.
No, not allowed in the bath. In the shower, fine. Have you just got that text from Example?
Oh, no. What's he saying?
He says, weeing in the shower for the win.
Oh, really?
Thanks.
Go on.
Thanks, Example.
Scott Mills.
Just seen on Greg James's social that they got him a cake for surviving week one of Radio 1 Breakfast.
I ate some earlier.
Oh, you did you?
I did, yeah.
It says, don't blow it, Greg, on it, yeah? Is he expecting a cake every week? Because let's be honest, I've worked here a long time, that is not going to happen.
Right, misunderstood the cake. I thought it was a joke, because obviously, where people have chipped away, some of the words were missing.
Oh, I've got you.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Greg, there won't be a cake every week, just letting you know. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Scott. How are you, Chris?
Yeah.
Right, so you're 19 and you're in Brighton at the moment.
I am indeed, yeah.
What's your job?
So I'm an inventory clerk. So what we do is we go into properties after people have left them and we check out what state they've left them in, basically.
So you, yeah, when I was renting, you would be the guy that found the baked bean cans propping up the sofa.
Yeah, that'll be the one, yeah. Anything you've left behind, we'll find it.
But are you the one then in charge of attributing fines to the relevant bits? Because sometimes I think you're overcharging for minor things.
No, thankfully that's not our job. Thankfully all we do is write the report and then we send it off and then the landlord or the letting agent, they're in charge of actually sending out fines and things.
Be honest though, Jake, no one ever gets their deposit back, do they?
Look, if you leave it in a good state... then you should be fine, but yeah, so. You're probably right.
What about the last place I was in? I had an accident that happened where the iron fell off the ironing board, right, and landed on the landed on the carpet, and then left an iron mark on the carpet. Now the thing is, I tastefully covered that with a small table, right?
With the table,
and yet they came back and wanted to charge me money for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't take into account accidents. We have to write what's there, even if it is a tasteful cover-up.
Yeah, I like that you put a table on it, though. That's exactly what I would have done.
Yeah, the tricky thing was, it was right in the middle of the room, so... Mm. Probably what didn't fool them was the fact the table was like right in the middle of the room.
Yeah, I've done that with a chair before and the chair didn't look right, but it was just covering up this big stain.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
here's what I've got for you, Jake, today. Here we go.
Four.
Porter Robinson, Language. Can That Be Beaten, though?
Oh, this is good. This is very good. Oh, I like this. We're both going for big bangers today. And it's a weird coincidence because we've just been talking about him as well. My banger's choice is this. If we don't kill ourselves,
we'll be the leaders. Example was my first ever concert.
Mate, he's listening to us now. Say hi.
Hi, Example.
Yeah, he's
there.
They have his wife there now, yeah.
And this is such a good Example song. This is Stay Away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I tell you I bumped into him in Ibiza?
No.
How weird and random was that?
I met him at Ascot Racecourse.
Had a great night with him.
Well, did you go out?
Well, we didn't go out. We sort of stayed in the bar that we were in, but we had a like deep and meaningful. It was great.
Awesome.
Subtle name drop.
Okay, what are you going to choose? Bearing in mind he is listening, but I want mine to be on. Oh, here we go. He's back on.
Look, I mean, I feel like it would only be fair, given that Example was my first concert.
Yeah, he's messaging
given
us
that
at the
Example,
moment. He wants it
he's
on.
Messaging you at the moment.
Yeah, he says, stay awake for the win. Mm.
So I'm really sorry, Scott. I'm done with Chris.
Fair play.
Yeah.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills. It was all to stay awake
for the longest. That's one of his best, that. Example, Stay Awake on BBC Radio 1, winning bangers for Chris today.
He's listening right now because he keeps messaging us.
He's in the butchers.
Saying,
he's in the
like,
butchers.
Ha, ha. That was an awful Example impression. All right, he sent us a voice memo. Should we play it?
Go.
Is it dangerous
to
play?
Yeah.
Let's play it. Okay. Let me press play.
Who just chose my song to tweet me now, and I'm going to give him free festival tickets for the weekend.
Oh,
he's so nice.
Love Example.
Do you hear that, Jake?
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Tweet Example now. You're
Good
probably
going
to see him this weekend. Oh, wait, I don't know whether it'll be a gig. I'll be in the butchers again.
Mate, that was a banger. Yeah, he's in the butchers now. Love him.
Tune of the week is Barzy and Camila Cabello.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful angel.
BBC
Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Something really sweet about that song. I really like Barzy and Camila Cabello.
I really like the subtle pan pipes in it as well. Not like overly done.
Yeah. That's my tune of the week and deserved. Beautiful on Radio 1. Coming up, I've got David Guetta and Anne-Marie, Pink, DJ Khaled, and now a fire.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Catfish in the Bottle Men on Radio 1 with Kathleen.
One.
Scott Mills here. Hi. Eastside Benny Blanco coming up. Also, Zai Zai Fine Girl. Right, you weren't here yesterday, so I need to bring you up to speed on what's happening at Reading with us on Saturday.
And Def Havana, right?
Yeah, so they are on the Radio 1 stage. If you're coming to Reading, please attend. Don't be put off by the fact that we're going to be singing. We had Anil on the show from the London Contemporary Choir, London Contemporary Voices, yesterday, and he was telling me how the chorus goes. This is our bit.
You can fall to your knees and pray, because I'm a sinner now. You know that bit?
Yeah.
So if you just have a go at that.
Hang on, let me
can fall
to your knees and pray.
Oh my word.
Because I'm a sinner now.
Yeah.
I'm a sinner now. That's yeah, but we won't be high.
What's
in
their name, sorry, Scott?
The London Contemporary Voices.
Yeah, they're too high.
Are you telling them how to do their job?
Well, what I'm saying is that even you were struggling with that. Because you don't know where to go. You're like up here.
Right, you don't even know what happened next. There's a right curveball. Listen to this.
And we thought you could do some gospel ad-libs as well.
What does that mean?
You know, like kind of like... that kind of stuff, you know?
What easy for you to do? No, I can't even go that high. That's way high. Right, so this is our bit.
You can fall to your knees and pray, because I'm a sinner now. And I won't be saved. I've been lying to you more each day. Cause I'm a sinner now. I'm a sinner now.
We've got this.
That's like, if we can bring the echo with us somehow, all
will,
fine.
There will be echo. Well, you'd hope. Before Anil left, he kindly reminded me how the chorus went again.
You can fall to your knees and pray.
It is a bit high.
Cause I'm a sinner now. and I won't be safe.
Yeah, but maybe he's doing
I've
the harmony
been
bit.
I've lying to you more each day, because I'm a sinner now. I'm a sinner now.
All going to be fine, guys.
Scott Mills.
Jamie in Solihull says, "You yesterday was like, you haven't got this at all. He says, today, I'll take back what I said. That was amazing. You're going to smash it on Saturday. Thank you. At least we know the words, kind of.
It's going to be really good. And by the time you linked up with the choir and everything, honestly, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Enjoy, Reading. Now, I did say yesterday, because we are now actual performers, I do want, like, I want AAA, like, all areas, please. A laminated, this is what I want from Reading, if they're listening. I want, like, what performers get, okay? So I want that access. And a golf buggy to stage, please.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too much to ask.
I don't know why you're asking me. I'm not going to saw any of this.
We've not seen it. Rihanna, they carry her.
Scott Mills.
That's Zai Fine Girl. Scott Mills here. Right, we need to talk about Brockhampton, which sounds like it could be a rubbish village in Sussex, but is like a phenomenon that is about to really, really get into the mainstream.
I saw loads of stuff on social a couple of nights ago about this group. And
Annie Mac has played them. You know, like every decade, there's like a load of new boy bands and they all kind of like go against each other. Like the boy band thing is getting a whole new kind of re-up in 2018. So they've adopted the tag boy band, which loads of boy bands in the past are like, oh, we're not a boy band. They're saying that they are because it's a boy band of loads of boys, as well as like 15 members of the band.
Yeah.
And they have actually adopted the tag, the best boy band since One Direction.
Well, it's incredible. So I didn't know too much about them and then saw that they were doing a gig a couple of nights ago. And the reaction from it really caught my attention, because you often see people talking big about groups that they like and stuff like that. But there seems something very different with this boy band, in that like the venue they were in, people were saying that there was sweat dripping off the walls,
right,
and that was like really rowdy night.
Yeah, but people say it was a crazy gig. It was like a sea of like 1,000 teenagers.
I've never seen them live. I don't actually know too much about them.
They've actually
I've
released
seen the reaction to them.
They've released a lot of stuff, but I know Matty from 1975 is a huge fan as well.
Well, I saw him tweeting the other night after this gig. So yeah, a couple of nights ago, he tweeted saying that they were the best.
I've just seen some of the videos from that gig on Monday. I've never seen anything like that
right,
in my life.
You see what I mean? There's something really different going on. I don't fully understand why.
We're
going
to play the track, their current track, after 3:30. And I know the fans are going to go mad for this because daytime Radio 1, isn't it?
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That was Georgia Smith. Ready one, who's that?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, you okay?
Yeah.
How can I help, Charlie?
Oh, I just heard you guys talking about Brockhampton.
Yeah, tell me everything, because this is new to me. I know that Annie Max played them.
Yeah, well, I went to see them on Monday night and it was absolutely crazy.
Right, so this was the gig that sort of grabbed my attention then. And it's weird, because I saw stuff from people that go to a lot of gigs saying that it was the venue that it was in a venue called Coco, was that they'd never seen anything like it in that venue, which I found hard to believe, but I was seeing a lot of people saying that kind of thing.
That's a big venue as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just crazy how they managed to literally like reach everyone in the venue and just like fill the entire place. I don't think I saw anybody sitting down.
Were you one of the people that was queuing from the evening before to try and get to the front?
No, but we were there for about 7 hours, I want to say.
When did you first hear about them?
I first heard about them because I was recommended to listen to Kevin Abstract, who's kind of the guy that brought them all together. And he was just in one of my recommended mixes of what to listen to. And then I was kind of just a casual listener to his stuff. And then later I found out about Brockhampton. And I was like, this is the same guy? Like, what? And it was just crazy.
So what happens at the gig? Why is it so great?
I mean, just the fact that, I don't know, I've just never seen people so hyped about something like that that wasn't, like, I mean, like One Direction or something like that. Like, the fact that grown men were screaming and to every lyric and were shouting their names and begging for them to touch their hands. It was just crazy.
God, I need to see this.
It's, mate, I'm telling you, there's something crazy going on with this group.
And there's loads of them, aren't there?
Yeah, there's like 15.
Are they all on stage?
No, a few of them. I think there's like 6 on stage, and then the rest of them are kind of like producers, photographers, and things like that.
I reckon there'll be a lot of people listening right now that might not know about this band.
But it's like, it sounds like quite a new concept to me.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what's good about them, and especially like, I think why so many people who are teenagers and young adults love them is because, I mean, they're kind of perfect spokespeople for this generation because they're changing so many preconceptions that people before have set, like a boy band has to be clean cut and it has to be only like this type of person, and hip hop has to be a genre that only talks about certain subjects, and I don't know, and the fact that teenagers can birth something from themselves, from the internet, and become as big as they have. And
right, well, this is going to be mad for you because we're about to play the track on Radio 1, like in the daytime mainstream.
Yes, I'm so happy for them.
That must make you feel quite excited.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they're getting all the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, this is wicked. This is a big moment for Brockhampton.
Massive. Charlie, good to speak to you.
Nice to you too.
Let's play Brockhampton now on Radio 1.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, lion, tigers and bears, giraffes, sea urchins, alligators and all that. I am Jazzy Fenzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King, Jr. Jackson 5 the First, and I'd like to introduce to you Brockhampton, a.k.a. Brockhampton. Oh boy! Ladies and gentlemen!
Scott Mills.
Kirsty says, thanks for playing Brockhampton. I am going crazy now. Jack says, new and fresh to my ears, but wow, this sounds so good. 1999 Wildfire, Brockhampton on BBC Radio 1. Gemma says, whoever got Brockhampton played on Radio 1, thank you. They're on at Reading and Leeds this weekend. We should go see.
Yeah, defo. They're amazing. That's a tune.
Scott Mills. It'll be
David on tech says, is this the Australian Ed Sheeran? Could be. Dean Lewis, Be Alright on BBC Radio 1. What did you think? Such a buzz about this Ariana Live Lounge. So Greg announced this morning, Ariana Grande is going to be in the Live Lounge on the 5th of September. So many messages about it. We will tell you everything you need to know on how to be there next to Ariana, watching her do her Live Lounge. Listen to Greg Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. He will tell you everything. So that's our last show, podcast of the week. But Chris, you're offering something extra for people on a Friday now.
Well, if you'll let me do it, we'll throw in an extra one tomorrow. Not sure on the name of it yet. Any suggestions?
After Sun, Extra, It Takes Two, Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, it'll be called something like that, but it'll be on the Scott Mills Daily tomorrow.
And if you're a fan of the show, it'll give you a little bit of like, you know, background insight, like behind the scenes stuff that you don't get on the show, right? We're back on Monday from 1 p.m. and I have the official chart on Radio 1 from 4 tomorrow.